Living in the desert, everyone seems to have an opinion on the monsoon, like when it's supposed to start and what qualifies as a good season. A new exhibition at the Flandreau Science Center might help to put some of these arguments to rest, as it provides an up-close look at the science behind the storms and offers new information for desert rats and newcomers alike. Next, Andrea Kelly takes us on a visit.
The sound of a summer storm reverberates in Flandreau Science Center's exhibit hall. Whether the rest of the monsoon rains will be enough to keep the washes flowing is one of those questions we don't know the answer to, but there are plenty of other answers at the Science Center right now. Gary Woodard is the associate director of the University of Arizona's Science Knowledge Transfer, and he helped put together the monsoon exhibit this year. He offered a tour of what's at the Science Center this time around.
Aaron Jordan is a graduate student here, as well as a meteorologist with Channel 13. So she did a project as part of a Biosphere 2 Science and Society Fellow on flash floods caused by, you know, in the desert, mostly caused by monsoons. And so this is just a five-minute tape that talks about the history of flash flooding in Tucson.
And time again, people get caught in the water, some by accident, unaware of the flood during the dark of night, or caught in water that was only a trickle moments before. Some drive in on purpose, trying to get to home or work. They underestimate the power, the depth, and the danger.
Woodard walks over to a lightning detector. These work like earthquake sensors placed throughout the country.
And so this device, there's 200 of these all across North America, and they very accurately can detect that there's been a lightning strike. It doesn't get the strikes between clouds, just the cloud to ground and the ground to cloud strikes. But these are two antennas. These are two magnetic antennas at 90 degrees to each other, and they pick up the strength of the signal, compare it, and that gives you the direction. Although what it does is it gives you two answers. Either like, it's right over there or it's right over there. You know, it doesn't know with, you know, 180 degrees. So there's a third antenna, and I'll look, electrical antenna, and I forget where the heck that is, which answers the question, you know, is it generally over that way or is it over that way?
There are exhibits that show one theory about how hail forms. Scientists have two theories about that. And a series of facts and myths about the summer rainy season here.
Like every, you know, baseball people are convinced that if it's a rainy day or humidity's really high, the balls won't go as high because the air is heavy. Well, it's true that the balls won't go as far, but it's because the balls weigh more because they're absorbing water. In fact, water vapor lowers the air pressure.
The exhibit is meant to educate us dry-skinned desert dwellers about this humid, rainy season. Woodard says it's part of an ongoing education effort in the science community, particularly lately.
The college is really trying hard to improve communication between scientists and the general public. You know, there's a lot of evidence that the public doesn't trust scientists the way they used to, and that a lot of scientific issues have become political issues, and so the relationship between science and the public seems to be a bit strained, and so we're trying to improve that, and we're trying to work harder to make what we do and how we do it more understandable to the public.
And if you think you know a lot about the monsoon, take it from Woodard. There's something new for everyone, including how lightning affects southern Arizona's trademark saguaro cacti. That's something he learned at Flandreau this year.
It turns out that if you're a mature saguaro, 20 to 30 feet high, you're really exposed to lightning. You know, we tell people if there's lightning nearby, get indoors, get to a low-lying area, at least make yourself small, you know, crouch down or lie down. So these 20 to 30 foot saguaros are standing out there on an open hillside with their arms stuck up in the air, you know, unable to move. About 20% of the deaths of mature saguaros are caused by being struck by lightning. And when they are struck, it's absolutely fatal to them. They die and they rot away very quickly. But you can tell what killed them because when a saguaro is struck by lightning, the arms are literally blown off. All that electricity going through the trunk generates steam instantly, and the arms get blown off. So you'll find the arms detached from the trunk and in a circle, you know, a few feet away from the trunk.
The exhibit is included with regular admission to the Planetarium and Mineral Museum on the University of Arizona campus. A few new features were added early this month, making the installation complete for the rest of the summer rainy season. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Andrea Kelly.
The Monsoon exhibit will be open through the end of September at the Flandreau Science Center, which is located on the U of A campus at the corner of University and Cherry. There's more information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.